You're listening to the Flip Empire Show, episode 75.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is up? Hey, welcome to another Flip Empire Q&A show here, and I want to do a bit of a different approach here. I want to take a little bit of a different approach when it comes to today's Q&A show. So I'm not really going to be answering a question as so much as I'm really going to talk about some of the ways that you can double down on some of the marketing channels that you're currently working on. So whether that be direct mail, whether it be you have property finders or, you know, AKA bird dogs, whatever it is that you're doing, here's what I want to challenge you with today. Think about how you can take that marketing channel and double down on that. So what do I mean by when I say double down? Let me give you an example of one of the things that we are doing in our business right now with the direct mail list that we're sending postcards and letters to. So here's an example of doubling down. There's I think I've talked about this on a previous episode. There's a free service out there called, if you go to www.batchgeo.com, B-A-T-C-H-G-E-O.com. This is a really cool service, and there's a paid for version as well, but the free version will work for you just fine for now. You take your list. This is one of the things that we're doing now is we are taking the most recent direct mail list that we're sending mail to. And so in addition to sending out postcards, we're also taking that Excel or CSV file, we're uploading it to batchgeo.com. And what's cool about this service is that it will pinpoint and map all the different property addresses on the map, and then you can print this out. Okay, so think about a map of your local area, and then you have all these little like dots or pinpoints that will mark where these properties are located. So what we're doing now is we're uploading our most recent mailing list into Batch Geo, where it's being mapped out. And by the way, it's pretty easy and quick to do this. I mean, this is something you could figure out in probably 5 to 15 minutes. And then we're printing it out, and our acquisitions manager is actually going out and door knocking these areas. So in addition, this is a way that you can, again, you know, I use the words double down, because what you want to do, the idea here is to think about how you can maximize and get the most out of every single, marketing channel that you're currently doing right now. So with direct mail, this is one way that you can send mail to these people, but you could also door knock, you know. And so our acquisitions manager, we had printed out through the company 3M, you know, the 3M post-it notes. Well, we had, I think these are 3x5 post-it notes that have, you know, the we buy houses type of message. Actually, I think the message is, you know, sell your house in 10 days or less. And then it's got some copy on there, and it's got a unique phone number that if they call, we can track it to the post-it note. It's got our website, obviously. So he's going out there, he's door knocking. And if nobody's home, he's just peeling off a post-it note that has our message, and he's putting it on the door. Okay, so we're actually, now we're not doubling down, we're tripling down, right? So we're sending a direct mail piece, we're going out and we're door knocking, and if they're not there, even if they are there, we're leaving that post-it note. These are some of the different ways that we are starting to think about how we can get the most out of our marketing channels. You can do the same thing with your property finders. You know, if you have people out there driving for dollars, or even if you're driving for dollars, you know, so let's say you spot a vacant property. Okay, obviously, you know, you can put a post-it note, or you could just if you don't have a post-it note, you can write a simple handwritten note or yellow letter or whatever. You can just write it out in your car for 2 seconds, or you can have these things printed out before you hit the road, and then leave it there. And then you can knock on the neighbor's doors to find out. And then you could take that address and you can use a service like TLO, you know, which we've talked about, Accurint. There's, if you go to flipempire.com/find the seller, I'm sorry, flipempire.com/skip trace. There's a service, that you can skip trace by, you can find the seller, using just putting in the property address, or the mailing address if you have it in the public records. These are different ways that you can, you know, not just spend money on direct mail, for example, and get leads coming in, but how can you generate more leads from the list and from the data that you already have? Okay. Same thing could apply for bandit signs, right? So if you have somebody that goes out and puts out bandit signs in certain areas, give them post-it notes, give them some yellow letters. And if they're putting out signs in a neighborhood, have them also, you know, blanket that area with those post-it notes. So this is going to be a pretty short episode. I really just wanted to kind of get you thinking along the lines of, you know, what is it that I'm currently doing right now in my business to generate leads? And by the way, this also works for cash buyers. And how can I add to that without having to do much more, right? So if you already have somebody going out there putting out signs, I just talked about that, have them also put out post-it notes or you know, leave a door hanger or things along those lines. Think about how you can do that. And I'm trying to think kind of off the top of my head, any other ideas I have, because this is something that we're placing more of a focus on now as it comes to our, when it comes to our direct mail campaigns. You could even do the same thing for online leads. I mean, one of the services that we use to get online leads is if you go to flipempire.com/zbuyer, this is a service where, you know, you pay a monthly subscription to, and like clockwork, every single day you have new leads coming into your system. So you can, you know, you can have a virtual assistant put all of these leads into a spreadsheet, and you can upload it to Batch Geo and do the same exact thing. So with any type of list that you buy, whether it's direct mail or whether it's online leads, you can do this. Matter of fact, one of the things that we're testing out now are our Facebook marketing for motivated sellers. And so we just got this underway. I don't have any, you know, any metrics to report back to you. But think about all the different ways that you can target homeowners. Whenever you have leads coming in, you know, let's say you have online leads coming in, you can also stay in contact with these people a variety of different ways. Obviously, you know, if the person goes missing, or, you know, you put them into some sort of long-term follow-up sequence that consists of, you know, I've talked about this in the past, Sly broadcast, direct mail, email, text, phone. You can also implement door knocking, you know, and these are the things that a lot of people in your market are not willing to do. You know, door knocking, when I got started back in 2005, I remember, you know, this was one of the ways that we went out getting deals, is that we would door knock pre-foreclosure properties. And so it's a bit old school, but it still works, you know, just like bandit signs still work. And here's the punchline. Here's the thing with all this. All these different things work, but you have to work, right? You have to actually go out there and execute on whatever marketing channel it is that you're doing. What I'm suggesting you do, and I think the takeaway from this particular episode, is how you can maximize what you're already doing just by making some slight tweaks and improvements. So think about, you know, here's what I want to kind of leave you with. Think about whatever it is that you're doing. Let's say it's direct mail. I just gave you an example of what we're doing. Take that list, upload it into Batch Geo. It'll map out these areas, and then give that to someone to either door knock, put a post-it note, or even put blanket bandit signs in those neighborhoods, right? And now what are you doing? You're marketing in a variety of different ways to the same target market, you know? So let's say you're focused on direct mail on one particular zip code. I mean, granted, most people will either, depending on the budget, blanket the entire city, the entire county, or if you're on a limited budget, maybe you're only focused on your hot zip codes, 10 to 20, 10 to 30 zip codes. Pick some of the best zip codes, and in addition to your direct mail, have people going out there putting out bandit signs, have people putting out post-it notes, have people door knocking, you know. And then obviously with if you see vacant properties while your people are doing this, have them send you the address, and then you can skip trace it. So this is really the takeaway of today's show. Comment below, you know, in the show notes here below. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear your thoughts on some of the different things that you're doing. And on a side note, I wanna really thank you. I genuinely appreciate all the support. I've been getting so many messages, emails, comments on Facebook in the Flip Empire Facebook group about just the content that I'm putting out here on the podcast and the quality of the show. And just, I really appreciate, you know, the support, the encouragement. It's you know, it really drives me continue to do this and put out this content. And but I want to make this show about you, not necessarily about what I think I should talk about that you might be interested in, right? So reach out to me. Let me know if there's any particular guest that you'd like me to have on the show that are just, they're killing it in their market, or that they have a unique perspective or something different that they're doing. I'd love to talk to them and see if it's a good fit to get them on the show. If there's anything that, you know, you think I should tweak or modify about the format of the show, whether it's the masterclass on Monday or the Q&A show on Thursday, I want to hear from you. I really do, because it's going to help me kind of craft the show to deliver the most value possible based on what you're looking for. So any general feedback, any constructive criticism, whatever it might be, fire away. And yeah, other than that, make sure to tune in to this Monday's masterclass. I got a great guest on that I think you're really going to like. So I'll talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.